Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Mariana's podcast. We're obviously still on the same series, All My 20s with Mariana, and I'm so happy to be broadcasting again after, you know, this app has dealt with me seriously. It has really dealt with me to the extent that I got frustrated and I wanted to like let everything go, but you know, you walk your dreams like you want it to happen. I had to be patient and go through some procedures to get the app working again. So I posted a link on my WhatsApp and I told you guys to drop a question for me that you'd like me to answer on today's episode. And I got some questions that are very funny and, you know, some questions that are actually relatable that I could answer. Mind you, I won't be able to answer all questions, but I'll try as much as possible to touch in one or two. Actually, some questions feel the same way but asked differently, so I just took one out of overall question. So if you have not been clicking on that hand emoji showing anytime listening to my podcast, please keep doing that thing so that you favorite my podcast and it could go up and people could actually see it and listen to it. So just do me this a favor. Whenever you're listening to any content I drop, please click on that hand emoji and favorite my video. Thank you very much. So we're going straight into the content of today, which is the question and answer section. I am kind of not myself today because I'm feeling too, mood swing or whatever, but I'll be fine. Just in case my voice sounds bad and I'm not in my belt today, I just realized. I'm sorry, but you know, if you're a new listener here, I love you. Mwah. And if you're a returning listener, you know already, you're the real MVP, and you know, I love you guys. So let's dive right into today's content. Number one question is, what is your full name? My full name. Okay, I'd rather say, what are my full names? My full names are Wanji Mariana Ngozi Purity. Because most people call me Mariana, most people call me Marianne, most people call me Mary. And it's very nice because my name can be broken into so many syllables. But don't get it twisted. My full names are Wanji Mariana Ngozi Purity. And Purity is weird because nobody really calls me that. But that's my full name. What course are you studying and why? I'm studying mass communication. I'm a media student. And why? Because I love anything that has to do with media. I love talking. And the best platform for me to get the opportunity was mass comm. If I'm not studying mass comm, I think I'd rather be studying theater art, because I am an artistic person. And then the only opportunity I can get is through the mass comm course or the theater art course. So I choose mass comm because that was available in the school I wanted to go to. And yeah, that's why, basically. Ever double dated, and what do you think of it? Wow. Well, in your 20s, it is very, 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 very right for you to explore all options. You can double date. That's why I think it's actually, very important to have a roster, because guys do double date, so why can't girls double date? So, like I said, we're all exploring all options. We finally want to settle with the person we feel like is worth it. But until then, explore all options. But if you've eventually seen the person that is right for you and the person you feel like deserves your time and attention, so you quit double dating. But until then, explore all options. The next question: I love your content. Your comeback was worth it after the break you took, I guess. Yeah, it was a break that was needed actually, because I was going through a whole lot and I don't want to come to my podcast channel and be saying nonsense, rather sounding off point. So I needed time to search for content, needed time to like listen to other podcasts, I needed time to like get myself, and yeah, here we are. How are you so socially smart and acceptable? I remember then in secondary school, too shy, you did vibe. Nobody today is that. I'm naturally a very talkative person. I'm naturally a vibe, actually. Like, you can't be with me and expect yourself to be sad. It's weird.
But if I'm not that into you, I feel like I'm not comfortable to some point. I'm not really, really that, you know, Mariana people see. But if I'm very close to you and I feel like we could vibe, trust me, you enjoy my company. And yeah, I vibe with lots of people, strangers, friends, anybody. When I see you and I like you, I vibe. So yeah, that's basically. And I never knew I was socially smart. But thank you for what you said. Sprinkle. Next question. Oh, my baby. Oh, it's Kapuna. My picture looks nice on your DP. Yeah, my WhatsApp DP. She's the one, like, everlasting Kapuna. She's so lovely. I love you and keep the good work. Come, you are so great. You are so marvelous. You're so sweet. Like, Kapuna has a YouTube channel where she has 100 and something subscribers. 100 and something K subscribers. I actually followed her on Instagram and I always chat that she replied me. We started vibing. She's pregnant currently and she's married. She's a kid already and she's lovable. I love you. Mwah. The next number. I listen to your podcast and I would like to ask, what do you do when a guy at distance? Wow, this question is so deep. Well, when a guy at distance, it means three things. See, that's going through a whole lot that he doesn't want you to get involved in. Or he is actually talking to someone else that's giving him more joy or more attention than you. And thirdly, he is trying to get space to understand his feelings. So these are things that guys do when they get distance. So basically, I think if you have a conversation with him and tell him what's happening, if it's what you guys can fix together, please fix it and be happy. And if it's what you can't fix together, give him the necessary space to figure out things himself. And I'm sure when he's done figuring out things, he will come back to you. Thank you for asking this question. I'm honored. How old are you? Oh my God. I saw this question about 4 times, but I was like, wow, what do you guys want to use? What do you want to use my age for? Like, what do you want to use my fucking age for? But anyway, I'm 21. Just in case you guys are guessing, what am I? I'm 21, like 2 and 1. Thank you. How many boyfriends do you have and why? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Some people would just ask the question like they know your life already. Okay. If I have more than one, it's a good thing. Like I said before, I'm trying to explore all my options till I finally see the one. So until then, that's the reason. How many? I don't know, because new boyfriends keeps coming up every time. What is your turn off in guys? Wonderful question. I hate when guys smells. I hate when a guy doesn't listen. I hate when a guy is very selfish and self-centered. And my mama used the word hate. I dislike when he is too proud, obviously, especially to his friends, because if he's proud to his friend, trust me, he's going to be proud to you. Whatever actions he displays to his friends, expect it, because guys don't have respect these days in the 21st century dating sector. They treat you just like the way they treat their friends. So be careful. That's my turn off. You are just so proud. I beg, not me. Mm-mm. It can't be me. What do I have that I'm proud about? Is like, what do I have? I don't even have money. Yet somebody's saying I'm proud. God, when single or taken? I'll pass. Thank you. You're so beautiful. I beg your eyes, man. Oh. Sprinkle, I'm blushing. Mwah, thank you very much. And you're pretty too, if you're a girl. And if you're a boy, you're handsome. Idiot, show us nyash. Content. I'm thinking about it. Your bum bum, sip it, I beg. I don't work out for us. It came naturally. But I think there's some workout you could do to get big ass. I think it's on Google Play Store app. I don't know, but mine is natural though. In a relationship, what's more important to you? Sex, money, or attention? I like attention a lot and I love money. So, the two are important. Yeah. I just like you and I like you too. Last time you were kissed. Last time I was kissed. When was the last time That'll be June, July, I don't know, in between, I don't know, I can't remember. but in between. Worst breakup ever. Story time. My worst breakup ever happened when I was still in secondary school. It was like devastating. That was it. He actually cheated with somebody that I know, and I feel bad because the time we keep on dragging him and keep on trying to make him make an option, but then it felt stupid, and yeah, I finally came to a conclusion that it wasn't worth it. But I cried so hard that I could not figure things out, and it was very painful. So yeah, why do you pretend you're fine when you know you're not? Obviously now. Obviously, there's a word say fake it till you make it. Let me keep pretending. Obviously, one day I'll be fine. The next question: you're going through a lot, but yes, you put others first before you. Babe, take some time and put yourself first. Thank you for that. And as a matter of fact, I'm going through this current phase where I'm putting myself first over anybody. I don't want to care what you fucking ask me. As long as I'm putting myself first before you, that's what's happening now rather. I've gone through a whole lot, heartbreak, betrayal, adding a lot of bullshit because I put people first as priority. But now I am putting myself first, and obviously, yeah, I'll keep putting myself first. The next one is, what is your favorite color? I love yellow and purple. Yellow and purple are my favorite color. Yellow because I stand out, always stand out. Purple because it's calm. How do you do your podcast? I record on my phone. I did on my phone. Add sounds on my phone, and add some hashtags that I think are worth it, and I post. Ever thought about a YouTube channel? You are so good. You need it. Oh, yeah. But I don't have the facilities for that yet. But as soon as I get the facilities for that, trust me, I'll open a YouTube channel. And yeah, I've always wanted to open a YouTube channel. I have actually opened a YouTube channel, but I've not seen that. The things I need to vlog or the things I need to record is obviously monetary. So when the right money comes, I would think about that. Other than podcasting, what are your other hobbies or side hustle? My side hustle, I have a skin product brand. Yeah, Annie's Beauty skin product. But I kept it on hold for some time because I'm going through a process. Also, I'm a scriptwriter, and other side hustle are there too, but I would like to like bring them outside. But then trust me, I'm a working process. Next one is, are you currently dating or you're single? I'm currently happy. I'm very happy. That's what matters. Next one is, I think I'm taking two more, then after that I'm done. Favorite food. Do I really have? Okay, I think my favorite food should be fried rice and chicken and salad. Yeah. Last one. 5 people you can't trade for anything apart from your parents, obviously. Okay, 5 people I can't trade for anything. Number one, my sister Gift. I love her so much. I can't trade her for nothing. She is the best person in my life right now. And yeah. Number two, I love my best friend so much, Richard Imoje. Like, he is one person that listens to me and make sure I'm happy, make sure I'm, you know, cool, make sure I'm okay, make sure everything is okay with me, and try to be with me during the hard times. Third person should be my set of friends they are six in numbers. I love those people so much. They know I love them so much and I adore them so much. So yeah, then fourth should be my phone. I consider my phone as human though. I can't think without my phone. I don't think I can do nothing without my phone, especially when I'm at home, not in school. But my phone is my personal diary, personal space, personal friend. That's it. And last but not the least, I love my golden heart so much. She's sweet. She is sweet and lovable. Yeah. So thank you guys for viewing today's episode of my podcast. And I know there are a lot of questions that you guys asked, but these are the questions I feel like I should talk about and I should answer. I love you guys so much, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Like I said, this might not be as fun as it used to be. My voice might not be as loud and jovial as it used to be. Currently at my low moment, but I'll be fine. I'll see you guys on Monday. Trust me, on Monday, I'm dropping content on Monday. I won't procrastinate because my app is now functioning well, I guess. So thank you. I love you. And don't forget to favorite my video by clicking on that hand emoji you'd see. Thank you. Bye.